time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Not too bad. I actually thought it was nicer this morning. In fact, I ran into a couple of fellas this morning on my way to work, and we got talking a little bit about the morning and stuff. I said, yeah, it's not too bad out this morning. You know, without that breeze and all, it kind of feels warmer out this morning. And then I looked this morning, and it says 6 degrees.
Yeah.
That's not warmer than it has been.
It's not warmer, but yeah, no winds.
So. But you get rid of that wind, it does make a bit of a difference, too. And plus the fact it's been a few days now, so I guess we're starting to kind of get a little bit used to it. Yeah. Don't know that you ever completely accept it, but you just get used to it. I had an email the other day from a fella in Norway, and he had sent an email because he's a radio enthusiast, and he has one of those antennas that he floats up into the air to catch stray radio signals and things, and he goes up into the northern reaches of Norway where they can get to all kinds of different atmospheric things happening. And he just wanted to let me know. He sent me a little audio file of our legal ID. He happened to pick us up in Norway.
Nice.
Pretty impressive. Yeah. What I was really afraid of, though, is when I, because he sent a picture of him out there, too, working with that, he sends that antenna up like 1,800 feet in the air. Mm-hmm. And he showed me a little picture. He says, yeah, sometimes the weather gets us, too. I don't even want to tell you how much snow that he was trudging through. Now, maybe in Norway they're used to that.
Yeah.
But, Tor, you can keep that snow. I don't have any interest in that if you're listening this morning in Norway. We need to take a listen to some information this morning from Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett not in with us this morning, but still, we'd like you to listen to this.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Actually, they can listen to us in Norway all the time. They can listen to us anywhere in the world all the time if they'd like, just online or with our free app for your phones.
There you go.
But it's still pretty cool when he sends me that little note and a little audio file and says, hey, I picked it up.
A little more treasure hunting about that.
Yeah, I do need confirmation. Yeah, our radio signal that usually travels around 50 to 60 miles in all directions. I told him, I said, you picked us up a little out of our range.
Just a touch.
Just a little bit. But yeah, it's always cool to get those. We get those every now and again from folks who are, you know, kind of ham radio operators. They like to do those kinds of things. It's kind of a passion for them. It's a hobby for them. But they always want to send a little note to let us know. And, of course, then they want confirmation that what they heard is actually what we air. Mm-hmm. And it was. It was our legal ID at the top of the hour and stuff. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. Bob Einhaus's voice was traveling all the way to Norway the other day. Pretty neat. The folks at the Atlantic Police Department contacted us the other day, yesterday as a matter of fact, and they were giving us some notes about some scams and things that are going on again. I suppose, does it seem like that kind of activity picks up around the holidays? Seems like the closer we get to holiday season, for some reason, that the more we start to see some of that type of activity. But they had mentioned that they're getting a lot of folks in the area are getting a lot of phone calls. And they're claiming to be, for the most part, either from the IRS or Publishers Clearing House. And it's, you know, it is what it is. They get a lot of calls, so they let us know just to, so we can let folks know that this activity is going on so that folks don't do that type of thing. But, you know, you should always know that you don't give any of your personal information away ever on the phone. You know, unless, you know, there's certain circumstances where you make the call and you know who you're talking to, but people that call you out of the blue, you should never be giving out any of your information. I mean, even simple stuff like your name, birth dates, social security numbers, of course, but any financial information like credit card or debit card numbers, bank account numbers, access codes, PINs, you know, passwords, all those kinds of things. Obviously, you should never do those types of things or send cash or money orders out to anybody who calls you like that. You know, the easiest way to deal with those calls is just hang up. We're Iowans. We're polite. We don't like to do that. But you know what? It's just as easy. You know, I had a grandmother that was like that. You know, we always swore that she would give her last dime to the next guy who knocked on the door because she was just a kind-hearted person. And, you know, she just didn't see through things like that. And, you know, and she wasn't the kind of person that would just hang up or just close the door and say, I'm sorry, I can't help you, and shut the door, you know. And you just have to sometimes. I know it's uncomfortable. We don't like to do that, but you just kind of have to it sometimes. And if you do notice anything like that, just contact the local authorities in your city or in your county, and they can let them, because they gather that information, and that kind of helps them too, and then they let other folks know. In addition, the IRS themselves sent out a note to us as well, because it's not just in one town. It's actually happening all over the country, some of the different Internal Revenue Service scams. In fact, they say that there are incidents of an aggressive telephone scam across the country, and the IRS put out a YouTube video with a warning to taxpayers not to be fooled by imposters who try to pose as tax agency representatives. The new tax scams video describes some basic tips to help protect taxpayers from some of these different types of scams. You know, the callers may demand money, or they might say that you have a refund due, and then they try to trick you into sharing your private information. Of course, these con artists are just that. They try to sound really convincing, and they might know a lot about you because they usually alter the caller ID on your phone. You know, that's a nice feature, but boy, they can tap into those things too and make those things look like it's the actual agency that they say is calling. So that doesn't necessarily tell you anything. But they use fake names, bogus IRS identification badge numbers, and if you don't answer, then they will often leave an urgent callback request. And in recent weeks, they've seen a lot of these types of scams in several parts of the country. And the folks at the IRS say they do have formal processes in place for people with tax issues. The IRS, they say that they do respect taxpayer rights. The angry shakedown calls should be clear warning signs of fraud. I know the IRS is kind of it's not something people really want to hear very often, but that's not how they do business. And they are telling people that, you know, there are some pretty easy ways to know if a caller saying they're with the IRS is a fake. And they list five things that the scammers often do, but the IRS never does. And any one of these five things is a telltale sign of a scam. So what they list is the IRS would never do these things. And the first one is they would never call to demand immediate payment, nor will the agency call about taxes owed without first having mailed you a bill. So if you don't get something in the mail first and then a follow-up phone call, then it's probably not them. Another thing the IRS never does is demand that you pay taxes without giving you the opportunity to question or appeal the amount that they say that you owe. Also, another thing the IRS says would never do these things. And the first one is they would never call to demand immediate payment, nor will the agency would never do these things. And the first one is they would never call to demand immediate payment, nor will the agency call about taxes owed without first having mailed you a bill. So if you don't get something in the mail first and then a follow-up phone call, then it's probably not them. Another thing the IRS never does is demand that you pay taxes without giving you the opportunity to question or appeal the amount that they say that you owe. Also, another thing the IRS says would never do these things. And the first one is they would never call to demand immediate payment, nor will the agency call about taxes owed without first having mailed you a bill. Would never do these things. And the first one is they would never call to demand immediate payment, nor will the agency would never do these things. And the first one is they would never call to demand immediate payment, nor will the agency would never do these things. And the first one is they would never call to demand immediate payment, nor will the agency would never do these things. And the first one is They would never call to demand immediate payment, nor will the agency would never do these things. And the first one is, they would never call to demand immediate payment, nor will the agency call about taxes owed without first having mailed you a bill. Would never do these things. And the first one is, they would never call to demand immediate payment, nor will the agency call about taxes owed without first having mailed you a bill. Would never do these things. And the first one is, they would never call to demand immediate payment, nor will the agency would never do these things. And the first one is, they would never call to demand immediate payment, nor will the agency, like local law enforcement, that way they can keep track of these things happening and where they're happening. And also remember, too, the IRS also reminds us that they do not use email, text messages, or any social media to discuss your personal tax issue. Only teenagers, I think, would do that, right? So if you do have any information at all, you can go online to www.irs.gov, and then there's a search box there. Just put scam in there, and then it'll come up with some information for you there, too, or you can see that video. So lots of different things like that going on around the area. You know, you just always think that stuff's never going to happen to you. It always happens to someone else, or it happens somewhere else. It's not always the case. So those kinds of things are happening here in the area. So be aware of those things. And again, if you get those phone calls and you don't think they're legitimate, just hang up. Even if they do happen to be legitimate, I'm sure they'll get a hold of you in some other way. Just don't run the risk of falling prey to those types of things. You work too hard for your money. You don't want to see it disappear like that. We need to listen to this one more time from the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Again, if you suspect that something just doesn't sound or smell or seem quite right, just hang up. Contact local authorities and cue them in on the situation. Hey, you go out and make it a great weekend, and God bless America.